Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Wardrobe?
There she is. We couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. I'll start again. Hello and welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, where we're serious about style, not so serious talk. We are your hosts, the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. Let's go around the table. First up, we have Bruce.
Yo.
The sensational Stacey.
Hello, all.
Beautiful Beck.
Well, hello. I like that.
And we have a guest in studio who will introduce after the news.
Well,
and
who
I'm
are you?
Pamela.
There you go.
I'm Pamela. I'm nobody.
The accent gives it away.
Absolutely.
Lady P
is in the house.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Right.
There's a lot going on. Hey, Beck, anything in the news that we should know about?
Yes, indeed. Balenciaga is at it again. Their partnership with Crocs is continuing. And rather than the Croc stiletto, this time they've come up with a Croc rain boot that is the bargain price of $825. And lest you fear that the fashionistas of the world are not wearing these, they've already been spotted on Kanye. So, you know, if you're looking for a clunky rain boot, Balenciaga's got you covered.
They just make that stuff and they give it to celebrities and they're like saying, who's going to wear it? And someone always wears it. And it's just, it's genius, actually.
It is, but it's also a little bit sad.
It is. Like, I mean, $825.
Free stuff.
Sign me up. I know. What if you got just free stuff?
Random stuff. If I got those, I would rock them at the lake house.
I'm it's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, no. I don't know,
with all those little giblets or whatever the heck they're called that you stick in them.
Oh yeah, no, but these don't have holes because, you know, there's sort of, they have like indentations.
But oh my gosh, they're actually practical.
They're practical.
Yeah, and it's interesting, they come in three colors: army green, black, and lime green. So, you know, they've got almost all your wardrobe needs covered.
Yummy.
Oh,
I feel like
God.
Your relationship at this point with Crocs and Balenciaga is like mine with spring, summer 2022 styles.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel
it's
like
just not my jam.
You, right? It's not your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much.
Hey, you know what, Beck? Maybe they'll hear our show and send you some of those Crocs.
Okay, then I'll pass them right on to Stace.
Luckily, you have the same size feet, so you
Absolutely.
Can
see. Right? See, it's very
Absolutely.
Convenient.
Do not look a gift horse in the mouth. Okay.
Hey, so what are we talking about today?
Well, we have a guest in studio. So we have the very wonderful Darcy Camden of Styled Seattle in the house. Give
Hi,
her a
guys.
Round of applause.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Darcy.
Yay.
It's casual.
It's so casual in here.
So what do you think about these rain boots?
Oh, I'm seeing a picture.
Yeah,
they just look like regular rain boots like my kid has.
Right?
They're not even that special.
I know, right?
I know, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. So
you can just get Croc rain boots.
Hey, Eric, what's Croc stock at right now? Let's just check that out.
And then you could just get Croc's rain boots.
I mean, I'm
like
basically
$49.
Like preppy Kanye.
You're preppy
Kanye?
Well, you
know, you're paying for the label like everything else, so...
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, like, I'm okay with being like a misunderstood genius wearing
You'll
random...
be sad to know that Croc stock is down a point today. So
yeah, it's at 57.34.
There you go.
And I just say I don't care.
All right. So obviously right, we usual, didn't bring Darcy to talk about this.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. And we're off track
the
already.
Crocs
so this is
You're the Crocs expert.
But that would be Beck.
Excuse me, I'm the Birkenstock expert.
Oh, that's right. You're
the
Birkenstock expert.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about All those. Right. You know, everyone knows how I feel about Birkenstocks, okay? Darcy, you don't wear Birkenstocks, do you?
I have three pairs of Birkenstocks.
Thank you. See, all the cool kids wear Birks first.
You think you know me, but I'm a mystery.
That just changed everything.
I know that Darcy has some because I've seen her in them. She's very cute in them.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
what
no, I'm a
have?
Mom. I run around in the yard with my kids.
Okay.
I don't necessarily like wear them with a suit, but they're functional.
That would be a very interesting look.
Yeah. I don't wear them with socks. All right. I did that in high
school. Oh, good. You get a round of applause for that one.
Yes, yes. Eric, let's get
a
round of applause.
Daughter...
No socks. Yes.
Yep. So it's really funny because Birkenstocks actually are not very big in the UK. My daughter goes to university there, but she does wear Birkenstocks and she wears them with socks and she wears them with pride.
Oh.
And all of her friends are like, really, what now?
See, everything that was cool in the 90s is cool again.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's all cool again. Yeah. So like, what'd that guy say a couple weeks ago? He said, you know, the styles, fashions for this season is like a bad 90s movie.
Yes.
And it just keeps coming.
Actually, Charlie kept showing me haircuts. My son, Charlie, he's 19. And he's growing his hair out. And he kept showing me these pictures. And I'm like, this is Joe Jonas in Camp Rock. Yeah. Like, this is what you're trying to do on purpose? Like, yeah. You need a flat iron for that, dude. So, yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's make sure that we have enough time to talk about and with Darcy.
Yeah, it's really just a conversation with Darcy. Darcy, yeah.
Is it a casual conversation?
It's a casual conversation,
yeah, apparently.
Darcy.
Well,
although the music that you sent in that you liked in your playlist was definitely not casual.
Oh, I don't know. What's casual music to you?
You know, hip-hop is casual music.
Okay.
You know, it's a,
he
you
likes
know,
bumping a, down the road because
yeah,
he's street.
Absolutely. You
know, I sent in.
Sometimes a little jazz.
I sent
casual.
In four songs that are on my current playlist that I play during my style sessions.
Okay.
Because I'm a stylist, too.
I know you are. So, we should,
and that's what we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about
that. Thank you
that.
For the segue, Darcy. Yeah. You've just reined them in. You've saved me a job because normally it's my job to just herd the cats.
Right.
Yeah.
As she said, Darcy is Darcy Camden from Styled Seattle, and she's a stylist. And we've known each other for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And remember when we first actually met?
Do you remember the first time
we
met?
I do, actually.
He probably remembers what you were wearing.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't remember what I was wearing, but it was.
I do.
it was at Bellevue Fashion Week.
It was Bellevue Fashion Week.
Now, I had known of you for years.
Right.
And admired. And there you were.
Well, he is a legend.
He was like, oh, especially at Bellevue Collection Fashion Week. You're like the star of it. Well, and you were sort of standing and you were under this light. And so you were sort of glowing. And I said, now's my chance.
Can we get the music?
And I just walked. My memory is I just walked right up to you. And I just said hi like I knew you.
Yeah.
And you said hi like you knew me, maybe?
Absolutely.
And we just gave each other a big hug.
We did. It was awesome.
Yep.
Yep. I love that sequence.
So debunking one myth.
I was wearing sequins.
You're wearing sequins.
Okay.
See? That's how I remember people. Actually, I remember by what they were wearing. But yeah, I was like, it was cool.
We've been
connected.
Close friends ever
we
since.
Have.
And I think that's a point that Pamela wants to make, actually.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Just that, you know, there's this idea sometimes that stylists don't like each other. They don't get along. They've got nothing in common. We're debunking that myth. We love Darcy.
Oh, we're friends.
She loves us.
We see each other all the time.
I will tell you a funny story about that. And I won't mention, I was in the store last week and I saw another stylist there. Wasn't Darcy. It was another stylist. And the girl gave me the mean mug. And I was like,
oh, really?
You're mean mugging me?
Why?
I was like, what?
Do
in
you
the
know
world?
How many people there are who need style help?
Absolutely.
Everybody.
I'm
There's
like,
way more
don't
business
mean mug me.
Than we could ever.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean,
we do it all the time. Somebody's like, oh, if we can't take care of them, it's like, Darcy can, you know, call Styled Seattle.
And sometimes I'll meet someone and I'll think they're a way better fit for you and I'll send them over.
And vice versa. But
absolutely.
Something that probably nobody else in this room knows is that when I was deciding to like not to do image consultant as part of a team and not just by myself anymore, there were two companies that I was looking at in order to approach. One was Darcy. She doesn't
really
know this.
Pamela? Yes. I don't know this.
You don't know this. And the other was Bruce. And I happened to bump into Bruce at Fashion Week and the conversation went from there. Otherwise, I could have been working for Darcy.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that is if she'd have had me.
Well,
but, you know.
I think Bruce, you and I have been doing it maybe the longest.
We have. Yeah.
So I started my company in 2006.
I started my company in 2005.
So, yeah, a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
Actually, I talked to a client yesterday, and she was like, hey, Bruce, you know, I've actually been with you since, and I said, 2005. And she was like, that's a long time. I'm like, it is. She's like, I'm still with you. And I'm like, I love that. And actually, she lives in on the East Coast now, and we still take care of her. and she is the longest standing client that we've had.
I think that's cool though. I like that we build relationships with our clients because you get to know them and really know their style. And I think it's sort of, you know, it's fun when we have those kinds of relationships. I think it makes our job easier.
Oh yeah. And people's really lives change. I mean, I have some clients who I styled when they were single, and then they met their husband and I styled them for their wedding, and then I styled them when they were pregnant, and then afterwards and going back to work you know, and styles change and people change and people move, and that's really cool. I've also had some clients recently circling back. I haven't seen them in maybe 10-12 years. That we worked together, it was really successful. Part of what I do sort of teaches, I'm kind of a teach someone to fish, feed them forever type of stylist.
You
and
teach them
so
the fish too.
Yeah, because you know I have a lot of clients, and if everybody had to text me to figure out what they were going to wear every day, it wouldn't work out very well. So so sometimes, you know, we'll do that and it's really successful, and then I hear from them a decade later and they still have pieces in their closet. They still think I remember. They're like, you remember this shirt
like,
from 10 years ago?
Sure.
Yeah. Sometimes I do remember, though.
Well, I mean, and Bruce has a photographic memory that way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will chat more with Darcy. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined today by Darcy of Style Seattle. And she is also a stylist. And so, of course, before the break, Bruce and she were debunking the whole, like, stylists at odds. You know, are they frenemies or are they not?
And, da.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, like, I would say that I'm more like, as a team member, I'm always way more protective of you and like your relationships and your reputation than you are. You're like, the more the merrier. And I'm like, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's because you act
I've
like
seen
a baby
that.
Sometimes.
Maybe, right. And I've seen that before. So. But we do love Darce.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that's the point, is that there are a lot of collaborations that you have done together, things that you've done. Darcy's been so gracious about including our team and things that she's doing. And
you guys came and did New Day Northwest with me.
That was fun. And Pamela was a model.
Pamela, you were a model.
On TV.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
That
ever.
Was so
There's
funny.
Proof, baby.
Well, we're just talking about it amongst us. Nobody knows now.
No one else knows.
Nobody's allowed to Google it.
Right. Our tens of listeners. So I'm curious, though. We're all curious. What is your take on the spring summer trends for 2022?
What are my favorites?
Sure.
You have?
So I always think, okay, so I use an analogy a lot that style is a lot like tasting food. So what tastes really good to somebody might not taste great to somebody else.
Right, right.
And even the best chef in the world can't prepare a meal and give it to you and say, you love this. Like, this tastes amazing to you. So stylists, like, we can't control. I can dress someone in something that I think they would like, something that I like on them.
Right.
But sometimes they don't love it.
They don't love it.
And so it's about, and my definition of trend is maybe different than yours. Mine's very broad. It's whatever I can find in a store right now.
We're all about so the same thing.
There's a lot. So when you think of it that way, because some people are very like against, I don't want trendy. I want classic.
I want classic. We hear that a lot.
Yeah. Well, I also want you to have things that you can wear forever for a long time and like for a long time and get a lot of use out of. But we have to work with what we can get right now, what's being made right now, what's in favor.
Yes.
And so if you ask me for something that I cannot get because it doesn't exist, it's fair to say it's not on trend.
I know. We get that a lot. You're like, we're not going to be able to find that.
Yeah.
Right. Then
but
you
like
have to go to a vintage store.
Yeah.
Like, and it becomes costumey.
Right. Totally. But like skinny jeans, if you think about it, some people still really like them. Mm-hmm. Most jean companies are still 50% of their offering is skinny jeans.
If not more.
So they're not out.
They're not.
There's just more on the there's more available. There are other options on the table, which is different from previous years when it was all skinny jeans only all the time.
Which I think that's actually a good thing with the
Totally.
Denim business. It's actually increased it. It's better. There's more options for people to wear rather than just saying, do I have to wear a skinny jean? No,
I'm personally kind of over skinny jeans, so I don't wear them anymore. But that doesn't mean that I won't put a client in them and agree that they look amazing.
There you go.
Yeah. My stylist won't let me wear skinny jeans because I'm an inverted triangle. And I end up looking like a slice of pizza. And so I need some flair at the bottom to balance.
You need
my...
some volume.
Volume.
Yeah, that.
Volume.
So.
See?
Yeah. So, okay.
Her style team will not let her wear skinny jeans.
Interesting. See, we work so differently.
Yeah.
Do you do body shapes and all that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Do you do color palettes?
Yep.
Yes, we do. We do. And it's
but
really
not in, like,
interesting when people like come to us
and
say,
not like a
color.
1980s. Yeah. You're in autumn.
Yeah.
Not like that kind
we
of
don't
a
do
thing,
that.
But mm-hmm. more like a capsule wardrobe kind of a thing where everything, you know, so it can all be worn
together.
Like it's easier. To not
but
make
it's
a
not
mistake.
Like you tell someone they're not allowed to wear green.
No. We do educate them on what shades of green would actually work for their skin tone, their hair color, you know, whether they're a warm, warm or cold. Mm-hmm. We never tell anybody. I always feel like there's no absolutes. Like you cannot do this and you cannot do that. There's always a workaround to something, right? So just because one shade of green doesn't work for you doesn't mean something else, you know, another shade won't, depending on what that, you know, the foundational color of it is. So we will, well, at least I won't ever say you can't ever wear that. I'll find a workaround for you.
So does that mean I can get a camel blazer? Camel
if we can find blazer? The right shade of camel.
Okay.
You just haven't.
Well, and I always feel like I am the person that is like, oh, I will find a way to break the rules and like the workaround. And so I have an outfit that I will be sending to the team because it may require a pant.
Is
that
it bright
is...
yellow?
No, I got rid of the peeps dress. Okay, Darcy, I bought this dress that I was like, this is going to either be amazing or hideous. There was no in between. I knew it from the get-go. I ordered it online, micro pleat, very dramatic, perfect to go for an East Coast graduation. Like, I have returned, a little like Nora Desmond bit. So I thought, this is going to be great. It arrives. I put it on. I looked like a peep, like the chick one, that had been left in a puddle.
So you didn't
and
like
melted.
It.
Oh, it was bad and melted. Like, I was like a bloated peep.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Great color, though.
Great color.
Great color.
Hard stop. Like,
hard
that's
stop.
All I have to say about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I don't know what you guys do when you have a client who doesn't like their outfit, because I think that's the hardest thing, you know.
You mean like if you put them in something?
If I dress them in something and they're going, don't like
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
Because I think, you know, not.
We just move on to the next
not
one.
All right. clients like everything that we pick out.
Right, absolutely.
That's it has never happened to me. Right. I have probably over 2,000 clients.
Right.
And it has never happened to me that somebody has said, I will wear whatever you think looks good on me. It never happens.
We spend a lot of time, as I think you mentioned you do, educating. Mm-hmm. So that, okay, I get it that you don't like this look. Let's explain, though, why we put it on you. Because it may be about the body shape. It may be the silhouette or the fit or the this or the that.
Yeah.
And so seeing then if it's the fit or what it is about it that they don't like.
Absolutely.
I love things that don't work. Yeah. So I define personal style. I think some people think personal style is like a musical talent that you're either born with or not. And like if you have it, then yay. And if you don't, there's no hope for you. And I don't think of it like that at all.
We don't think that.
Neither
that
do we.
I think it's like.
Everyone has it.
Pros and cons list. It's just really knowing what you like and what you don't like based on trial and error. So I like things that don't work because I think either way you're adding to your list. So if I put a client in something and they go no, their first instinct is to take it off immediately, like you would if you were in a dressing room by yourself.
Right.
And something. And we say, oh, no, wait, let's just get curious about this for a second.
Absolutely. Let's
and
talk
we go,
about
okay,
it.
Yeah, what do I like about it? So, if, like your dress, I like the color.
Yep.
And maybe it was comfortable or maybe it was the white right weight or something.
Yep.
And then, okay, now, what do you not like? And then that list is longer.
Yeah.
And so it gives you a next step, though, and I think that's helpful.
And information, when clients communicate that, helps us then move forward.
Oh, yeah. I can't do anything if you just take it off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I also think it's better if they trust us enough to actually put it on as opposed to just looking at it on the hanger and saying, oh, that's not me.
Well, the first thing I do with any client before I even open the dressing room door is have a conversation with them that there's going to be things in there that they wouldn't pull off the shelves themselves, that they wouldn't necessarily gravitate towards. But they've hired us for a reason, right? To help expand their wardrobe and expand their minds with regard to their style. So even if there's something in there and your visceral reaction is, oh, nope, not doing that, just be open-minded and willing to actually try something on. And then let's explore it further because, you know, something that doesn't look great on the hangers oftentimes looks fantastic on and vice versa. So just having that conversation before you even step in the room and just saying, okay, just be open-minded and just let's try. No one's going to make you walk out of the door with that outfit.
No, we're not trying to sell you clothes. I'm not a clothing salesperson.
Right. We're the same way. Right. We're not trying to sell you clothes.
Yeah. Nope.
Our job is to curate a wardrobe that works for your body type, your lifestyle, and fits your goals.
And I want you to love it. And that really loving your clothes requires a strong reaction.
It
and
does.
So sometimes you have to back into it from what you don't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
And so, like I said, information is key.
Totally.
So real quick. So we have about five more minutes.
Okay. I've
always wondered this. It's casual.
casual five.
It's casual five. What is the thing that you love the most about styling?
What is the thing I love the most about it?
I'm ask you the next question.
What do I not like the most about it? I really love the moment when you put someone in an outfit and they look in the mirror and they go, oh, there I am.
Mm-hmm.
When they use whatever language they use.
Yeah.
But we've done it.
Yeah.
And they feel like authentically themselves.
Shoulders go back, the whole thing just changes.
And we click into that and we just ride it. And then we do it again. And then we do it again. Yeah. And then we are able to cross-pollinate the looks and build them something really functional that they are going to wake up every day and get dressed and have a little bit more energy, feel a little bit better about themselves.
Yep. Yep.
And that is contagious.
Yep.
And I love that. I love
that. We say that it's both dressing and addressing our clients' potential.
Yeah.
Because how many people look in the mirror and see the, my ankles, my arms, like I hate the way my upper arms look, whatever. And so we work to address and dress their potential. And then when, as you say, they look in the mirror and they're like, oh my gosh.
And when we do it,
and
they've never had that before, they've never felt that good about their clothes. And so I often say, you know, if your life's happiness is a scale of 1 to 10 and you're like, you know, a 6 or a 7, which is pretty good, you know, after a pandemic or the war and the whole thing. You know, having a great wardrobe that you love can bump you up like 1 to 2 notches.
We'll
so if you're a 6 or a 7, I can make you like an 8, maybe a 9 on some good days. But if you're a 2 in other areas, I cannot like bump you up to almost a 10.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
least favorite part?
Huh?
Least favorite part?
Yeah, so what's the second?
Least let's not frame it that way.
Okay.
But most challenging.
Hauling clothes.
I know, right? So
there is never a day that I am not hauling clothes. It's buying and returning and buying and returning. And I have an office at University Village, so I sometimes work out of a store, if that makes the most sense for whatever the client needs. But a lot of times we build the store, basically. So we're shopping at maybe. And it's harder now. I used to be able to go to maybe 4 or 5 stores.
It is.
And now I have to go to maybe 12.
Pamela and I were saying that yesterday.
Good collection.
That it takes to put together a good collection these days.
It's harder.
It's harder because there's less stuff in stores.
We have to go to 3 Macy's or wherever.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So we have to haul that all into our office, set it up, do the session, break it down, take it all back every day.
Pamela almost, I think, broke her... did something with one of her fingers 1 year hauling
I cracked a rib because I fell, like, you know, it's
what
hard.
Was it, Pamela? You did something, some tendon
in
your
finger? I damaged the tendons in my hand. I had a whole bunch of dresses and I stupidly was hanging them off two fingers. And the next thing I was like, oops.
Yeah.
I couldn't use my hand for a few weeks. Was just like,
which was a bummer because I was like, we have a lot of pulling to do.
Yeah.
So are you going to pull your weight? I can't. Hey, I only can't take but a few, and I was like, "This is."
You know what? I look at it
this
way.
Then I started to sweat. And I don't like the sweat.
The advantage of hauling all of those clothes is it keeps your arms pretty buff.
Absolutely,
it is.
I was just
thinking
it's like cross training.
And it's hard in the rain.
We get some steps in for sure.
You know, there are days when it's pouring down rain, and I have to whip around New Village and haul it up the stairs. And
this is another reason why I think it's a myth that stylists don't want clients to be comfortable. Like, with the amount of hauling and working and walking that you do, that Bruce does, that we do as a team, comfort is absolutely important.
Yeah. It's the most important thing.
It is the most important. People always say, so what's your most important thing? And we're like, comfortable.
Comfort.
Yeah. You're not going to wear it if it's not comfortable.
No, your clothes have to be comfortable. For
sure. Or if you're going to fidget in it, no.
Oh, there we go, Beck.
Not.
No fidgeting, right?
All right.
Well, Darcy, this was a great casual fun conversation.
So breezy.
So breezy.
Thanks, guys.
This
is
17 reminders that it was casual.
Bruce texted me like several times to be like, it's casual. Just so you know, it's casual.
If you want to learn more about Darcy, we would be happy to connect you with her. You can go to our social media, Michael Bruce IC, or go to our website, michaelbruceimageconsulting.com.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Darcy.
Oh, thank you.
Bye. See you next week.